Hello, I'm Galdep. Galdep, the imperceptible man, wizard man from beyond time itself. When last we saw Heroes Lee and Eddie, spooky encounter with another world and ghosts. I saw the V-Mac, the sensitive, strong man, who's so tender is he in his gigantic stone heart that he took it upon himself to bury all the people whose bodies had been slain and otherwise inhabited by nefarious spooks. Pardon me, the throat is dry. This evening, I am eating spicy sweet chili Doritos. And now, V-Mac lays them to rest, including the body of the High Priestess, who was alive until they all killed her. Not realizing that her living body was inhabited by a spirit and not her dead body. Hey, we all make mistakes.
Oh, sacred knights and priestess, please do not take offense at what we had to do to save your souls. I lay you to rest and hope that you won't haunt us the way to Thule. May your spirits continue on the eternal path.
And, so the champion spent the night in the castle, and fully intending on following the lead of the vile tiefling liar, Jennifer.
Hey!
That's true, and you know it. Do not address me plainly. You cannot hear me. I am a figment of your imagination. And so they were venturing to Thule, where they'll take a ship to a wizard man. Definitely not as all-seeing as I, the great Galdep, but perhaps someone who can reveal to them what it means that they are in another world and how to return. Home? That is all. Sorry. Later that night.
V-Mac, you've been having trouble sleeping tonight. Everything that's happened since you got to the castle, even being in the castle, has been troubling you. But as dawn starts to approach, your body finally just wears out. You find yourself falling into a very deep sleep. Then you feel like you're being pulled. You look up and you're outside. You're miles away from the castle. You can see it off in the distance. And standing in front of you is Wolf Bear. And he just looks up at you and he says,
"Follow me."
He turns and walks and you guys start going up a hill. And as you come back down, you see the smoldering ruins of the Wizard's Tower that brought you into this world. When he stops, Wolf Bear looks down the road and you can see yourself and Cher and Jamala walking off in the distance. It's obviously morning. But then his attention turns immediately back towards the village and you see something skulking in the shadows. And eventually it looks down the road towards you guys, feels like the coast is clear, and it leaves the shadows and starts heading back towards the tower. And you recognize it as one of those creatures that you fought at the tower. You guys are then suddenly standing right by the tower as this creature is sifting through the wreckage, and he pulls out a book that looks completely undamaged. It's rimmed in gold, and it's very nice and pretty, and he's holding it, and he holds it up to the sky, and he's making some sort of happy, weird noise. And then he scurries back down from the wreckage, and you see a man standing there, and the creature holds the book up to the man, and then he takes out a dagger and stabs the creature. You and Wolf Bear are walking. You don't know where. You're just following a road. The road looks very familiar. And you crest yet another hill. And on the other side, you see a woman in the back of that same man. And it seems like they're having a conversation. Wolf Bear doesn't seem to be feeling like this is out of place or weird or anything. It just kind of walks right up to him unnoticed. So you follow up behind them. And the woman sounds like Galadriel. You can't see any features because she's wearing a robe and her back is to you. And the two of them seem to be engaged in this conversation. And when you get up closer, you hear Galadriel talking about Cher and how she's a bit disturbed by things that have happened with him. And she's happy that the tattoo is now gone because she's not so bound as she was before. But yet, the four of you are still her pets, her tools. And the man seems to think that his tools are superior to hers and that her tools will fall to his tools. And she tells him that this is unlikely to be true because they're on their way to Tolle anyways. And the sage there can tell them about all the magical items that they've acquired. Give them the secrets of these items and they'll be able to fulfill that destiny of theirs. And then the inner man says,
yes, but the world enders will not succeed. The heroes will stop them.
And then with that, you wake up.
Oh my gosh, guys!
You guys ever feel like you've got a weird old man talking to you in your head?
I got all sorts of people talking in my head.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
One tells me to burn things.
That's me. I whisper that in your sleep.
You get that close? Aww.
Do it through a tube.
Guys, hold on.
What
listen.
Else do you do through a tube?
No, listen to me. Listen to me. I had a dream. I had a very important dream. Was dream vision.
A dream vision?
I had dream vision.
Like a dream?
No, it's
or like a vision.
No, it's dream quest. It's what I was told by Wolfbear.
I had a lovely dream until you woke it up. Thank you very much.
No, listen to me.
Are we sharing dreams?
I was going to have a nocturnal emission. Lady style. That was possibly too much information. I am actually sorry about that. Mostly for myself.
Okay, so listen. I had a dream, and Wolfbear was there, and he took me to Wizard Tower that burnt down that brought us to this world.
Uh-huh.
And one of those the wolf men went up to these Enders after I watched us walk away. And he dug around, and he found a wizard book.
I can never understand what he's saying.
It's true. And they gave wizard book to a cloaked man.
Do you know what they say about dreams? They say that when you talk about your dreams, it bores everyone to death.
No.
You're stupid.
No, listen to
me. I don't care that your mom had a cigar in this dream or whatever point you're getting to. No one cares.
Galadriel was in
there. Not listening.
What? My girlfriend?
She was talking about us.
Oh.
You're imagining your girlfriend is your mother. Is this guy.
No, he can't. What?
What'd she say about me? I pray to her all the time.
She said, knock it off. Honestly.
did she really say that?
What?
Pretty much. But she wasn't talking to me. She was
just playing hard to get.
Listen. So I saw the tower, the ruins of tower. Wolfman go up. He take a book, he give it to Cloaked Man, then I see Cloaked Man talking to Galadriel.
I don't know who these people are. Wait, Wolfman?
Like the ones
like
that he
werewolf?
Killed a lot. No, the ones he killed a lot of in the tower.
The hyena men.
Yes, those.
They're the jackals. Was there sex in this dream? They smelled bad.
No, there is no
sex. Was there sex in this dream?
No! That was yours!
You're right.
Are you talking about the giggly furry boys?
No!
I killed a bunch of them.
Okay, we need to go to Tolle. It is very important. There is someone there that can tell us how to use these items. I pull
up the
helmet. I point to your necklace. That man can show us how to stop there. We need to go. There are people called World Enders. We must stop them.
Bad guys.
Yes.
Don't you think that sort of problem outclasses us significantly?
Is very important. Either way, if there are bigger heroes than us, they will stand up. But if there are not, it is our responsibility.
Uh-oh.
Either way, we need to go to Tolle. If only to get boat to go to a man that Jennifer knows. But at this town is Sage. Sage that can tell us how to use the magic items again. So we can have all the Fritos we can eat. The Doritos we can eat.
You never speak the cursed name of Frito in my presence again. The stupid Goliath settled for crap food.
Yeah.
Which we fully endorse, thank you very much.
Can we, this guy, can he make
but,
the bird food go away?
Everybody knows Doritos are the best.
He might be able to make bird flu go away.
Bird flu is bad.
Bird flu is bad. We should go, now.
Alright, but I don't want to fight any more big things. I just like killing little things.
Are you learning cowardice now? When has Chair ever been afraid of anything?
Remember that time that thing was like 10 stories tall?
Aside from birds. Yeah, I killed it. It was awesome.
What?
Jamal got a groove back. What?
I'm puking in my own mouth.
That's not normal for you?
Only when I'm around you people.
I said we go to Tolle now.
In the middle of the night? Come on. Got my beauty rest.
Fast forwarding, it's morning.
I feel so beautiful now that I got my beauty rest.
I had one of of those things.
I don't want to know what those things are.
Look.
No.
It's still like that.
That's not appealing even to me. For starters, there's a cockroach still living in it.
And I start walking.
Hey, it's pointing the direction we need to go.
I hate you all.
That's Brian's line.
It's me that's lying now.
Our DM set up the scene and it always seems we start in a tavern. Someone abducted the queen, the same old routine, same familiar pattern. They say no ransom was set, at least as of yet. Hardly strange behavior, but the reward money's high to find her alive. So off we go to save her. If monsters cross our path, then we will slay them. We're on.
Travels on. Jennifer takes some time to say goodbye to his home.
I'll put a sign out front that says no trespassing. Yeah. Actually, I want to use the bones and skulls of the people that VMAX so carefully buried. And it's a very large sign, so I need to use up all the bodies.
Alright, so after several hours of traveling, Jennifer finally catches up.
Yo.
Hey, my thing went down before you got here.
Good.
It doesn't mean it. I feel any different about you.
Okay.
So by the afternoon, you actually come to a strange little camp of wagons and peasant folk all just kind of hovering around. They all look like they've come
smell.
Here. Yeah, they definitely smell. But they also came with whatever belongings they had from their homes.
It's like rags and a shovel.
I'm going to make friends.
It may not be wise. Why don't you stay behind, who's the most normal looking of us?
No, I got this. Chair starts walking.
He is.
Oddly enough, it is Chair.
Except for the fact he's completely nude.
Yeah. These people live in poverty.
So as Chair walks up, the mothers brush their children behind them and say, go play over there.
Away from the scary dwarf.
Who's the closest person?
There's a woman. She's wearing like a leather vest, mm-hmm. and she's actually wearing like deerskin pants, and she has a dagger in one hand, and she kind of meets you halfway.
Hey, babe.
I'm gonna kind of rush in there because she looked like somebody I could admire, you know, a fellow warrior woman. This is somebody I could really relate to with her deer pants and her knife that matches the deer pants. So, hi! My name's Jamala. Never mind the new dwarf.
You come here often?
Please, completely ignore him. Pretend he doesn't exist. My name's Jamala.
We all try to.
We're looking to get a ferry to some island with a wizard on it.
Not that kind.
Not a magic one. a boat. We're looking for a boat. Do you know any boats? I like your pants.
Hey, baby, what's your name?
Not like that.
My name's Chair. I used to be a chair.
Shut up. I put my hands on his mouth. Even though that's disgusting.
Please, God, grow charisma. Both of you.
I feel like I'm talking to a wall. What's your deal?
You haven't let her get a word in edgewise. What'd you roll?
One.
I got a 20. Wait, no. Hold
you
on.
You got a two.
Yeah, I got two. That was a D10.
She looks at you both with utter disgust on her face.
Oh, don't be that way.
Stay here.
Baby, I didn't get your name.
She kind of backs up a few feet. Whistles, and then two men come out with bows, and they go to stand beside her.
Jennifer, do not move towards them. I walk
oh,
up.
No, I would hate to move towards them.
Hi, who are your friends?
Jamala?
Yeah.
Go take Chair to talk to Jennifer. I will handle this.
I don't want to.
Against my better judgment, fear of lice and ticks, I grab him by the hair on the top of his head.
Hello. I am VMAC, and this is my troop.
We a are. Troop? What are we, the circus?
Well, you can't hear me, go away! We are looking for entry to Thule.
Thule is under siege.
Under siege?
Mm-hmm. Weird creatures, like half man, half animal.
What kind of animal?
I don't know, like a dog animal thing.
Spotted?
Yes.
Okay. We have come across those animals before. The small naked one is very adept at killing them.
Can he kill hundreds?
Give it a few days.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer. Want to play numbers? Mm. I'll start.
No.
Three.
No.
He doesn't know any numbers. Who taught him these numbers? Chair, say the numbers in order.
There's an order?
That's what I thought.
Great!
Is there a resistance on this side against the siege?
No. Me and my men have been getting refugees out of the city. For a price.
We would like to assist.
Getting people out of the city, you have to be inside.
Well, we want to help however we can.
I'm sorry, there's no openings.
If there is no openings for helping getting people out, is there a way to get people in?
Why would you want to go in? I don't care. I can get you. How much gold do you have?
A decent amount.
It's going to take a lot more than a decent amount to get you into Tole.
Low ball!
Aren't you the low ball?
Not that guy!
20 each for the four of us.
35. Each.
30 each.
Charisma.
Oh, God. Oh,
I speed shined my head today. Eight.
Which head?
God
damn it. I'm doing that right now. On board.
All right, 30. But I'm going to take you to the entrance. I'm not going to take you through. It's hard fighting even inside the catacombs.
Okay, we can take it from there.
Okay.
So
I pull out 120 from my.
Just to check, did we have that much?
We have 207 each.
Oh,
yeah, you get to swim in.
That's why I'm like, how much do I have?
Is this a lake or an ocean?
It's like a really wide river that it's trying.
Okay.
I go back to the guys. So I have gotten us passage into the city.
Hold on, I'm making cream.
Why did you teach him this?
Sorry, I opened up that can of worms.
What's that on my leg? God damn it, the cockroach!
You all owe me money, by the way.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
We'll deal with it later.
You can have all my money.
I thought you were already carrying his money.
You are. Actually.
Oh, I am.
You are. So you had an extra 207.
So
you could have paid it with my money.
Chair graciously paid our way into the city.
Thank you very much, Chair. That was quite nice of you.
Yes, I'm very nice.
Nobody explained to him about money.
Chair, let's go over your numbers again. 1, 2, cat, dog,
3, and that's all there are.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I don't know about that. I don't think 2's a number.
Are we ready to go in? Oh, by the way, remember the dog people that I was talking about in my dream that we fought in the tower?
No, I wasn't listening. Your dream is stupid.
There's an army of them sieging the city right now.
Hold on. There's an army of the dog people attacking Tole.
It's just another dream.
No, what? You would not be in my dream, trust me.
I mean, VMAC, I know I'm very talented, but an army... Honestly.
That's why we are sneaking in with them.
Sneaking?
They are sneaking refugees out.
Wait,
if they can get people out, they can get us in.
These are the furry giggle men?
Well... Remember those people that you killed a lot of?
Yeah!
Covered in blood?
Yeah!
That's them.
Alright.
But a lot more.
Alright.
So we gotta be sneaky.
Why?
Because a lot of them
can
kill us.
Not me.
More than 3 of them. Uh-oh. A lot more than 3 of them.
I'll tell you what.
Oh no.
I'm gonna show them a thing or two this time.
We're going to be sneaky. They're going to get us into catacombs. Once we're in catacombs, we run into them small numbers, then we can take them.
Okay. I don't know why, I just don't kill them all.
Not later. Okay, we are ready.
We're not leaving now. We're not going till nightfall.
We are ready at nightfall.
Making great
adventures.
You guys are there at the camp for a few hours until the sun starts to set when the woman tells you guys it's time to go. She grabs a bow and her dagger and starts heading off towards the town. She's obviously not taking the roads and expecting you guys to follow behind her. She frequently looks back at B-Mac and shh, as he
what?
Basically
tromp, tromp.
Hey, baby, what's your name?
Chili.
Chili.
Spicy sweet chili. My favorite little mercenary.
Don't call me that.
So you guys head off into the darkness, trying to be as quiet as possible. Many times she tells you guys to hold off as she goes beyond eyesight to scout ahead. She comes back, tells you guys whether or not it's safe to go. Eventually, you guys come to a thick copse of trees, and in there is some rocks and boulders that have been moved away to reveal a doorway or a tunnel going down into the ground.
There you go.
Thank you. I'll throw another bag with 30 more gold in it.
Thank you.
You're giving her a tip, what? You know what? I don't owe you any of that.
Nope, it's chairs.
Yeah! Hey, that's all my money, baby!
I don't think she deserves
it. If we
that
need
at all.
To get out in a pinch, it's good to have her liking us.
If you say so.
Okay, let's press forward.
What is this?
I look into the darkness, I assume.
Yeah, it's a barely stable tunnel. It used to be rather nice, but the walls have started to crumble in. Stones have fallen off the wall, and there's bare earth and tree roots just reaching through into the tunnel. You guys can probably squeeze in about one or two at a time, except for VMAC, who's gonna kind of go in solo. You're going at a fairly narrow slope downwards for about 50 yards before you get to what used to be a small chamber.
I propose that Jamala takes point.
Yes.
With the light magic.
Obviously.
And then followed by Chair, who can who can jump in front of Jamala in case any instant danger is right there. And then Jennifer.
No.
That way, he can just blast Chair whenever he wants.
Yes.
I should be in the back.
I don't trust you being behind me.
No.
Well, honestly, Jennifer, we need you to be able to see the bad guys, and you won't be able to see over me.
I can ride your shoulders.
His feelings too low.
I cannot do that. All right, fine, I'll be there.
You can hold you like a baby.
I'm generating some lightness from the palms of my hands and slinking ever so carefully into the cave-like orifice, which is my expertise, after all. So,
Why don't we all take a torch?
I don't need a torch. What do you need, amateur? You can have a torch if you want, except that you're stupid and small.
And don't carry anything because you're naked.
Yeah, I know.
A torch would be a paper trail.
If them boys carry torch, whatever. None of my business.
Truth is, it's better to have someone that can just magically create it than waste the torch if I need it later when I'm not around, Jamala.
I'm sticking in this hole. I'm going as far as I can until I find a clearing unless something obstructs me.
I'm right behind.
The path only goes one way. At various points, it seems to just cut sharply to the right or left, but it's more because of the way things have collapsed. The tunnel obviously used to be much wider, but as the walls have started to crumble down and sections of the roof have collapsed, it's made most of your travel fairly narrow. You can hear noises ahead, behind you, and the scurrying of little rodents, and you're not sure what is before you or in front of you. It's nearly impossible to tell if you're safe or not. The light that Jamala has made is keeping you in a nice, safe bubble, but it also hides everything beyond its area of effect, making things a little bit more complicated when you definitely hear the sound of metal being drawn against leather and stone.
Blast.
We're all in front of you, you ass. I flattened myself to the wall on the ground, kind of blending into the stones, and put my arm out in front of chair so he doesn't go forward anymore, and try desperately to see into the distance.
Is there an Eldritch Blast flying over my head, or at my
yep.
head?
All right.
It may whiz past your head because I missed. What
are you
missed,
shooting?
But yeah.
Please don't say, at the darkness.
Yes.
Okay, at the darkness, so I don't need to roll the dodge.
I don't know, does he?
No, I'm not aiming specifically for him.
The Eldritch Blast goes flying past Chair's head. Close, but not too close to make him worry. The light from the blast itself illuminates a tract of probably a good dozen of those creatures as it flies over their heads. And when it goes past their heads, their mouths open and their eyes go wide.
Everyone down!
Thinking I'm gonna do Wrath of Winter over you guys.
Yeah.
Make a I don't know, some sort of intelligence. I've lived in the underground for my entire life. Check.
I think that sounds like a good idea, and I'm into it.
So you rolled a critical failure. Wow, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I rolled all kinds of ones just now.
Critical failure. So you're gonna suggest VMAC do this?
Bigger explosions! Bigger explosions!
Yeah, pour it on. I'm a sun striker too. No, this is terrible.
So, I'm pretty much doing Wrath of Winter over these guys.
Okay.
For the listeners at home, that was a critical failure.
That was two critical failures in a row.
Guys,
one from Jamala. And one from VMAC.
This is my only D12.
Please roll an effect, VMAC.
Oh, no. 9.
Okay.
With a strong gust of wind cast by VMAC, this cold damage hurts a foe or friend.
And I'm very cold.
Alright, VMAC, please take 9 points of damage.
Ah!
Everybody else, please take 5 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
Vampiric embrace on VMAC.
Not interesting.
The spell managed to explode around you, and then the sudden explosion of energy seems to have made some of the earth loosen it from the walls and stuff, and part of it starts collapsing around you guys, including over by where those creatures were at. But that doesn't stop them from charging chair.
Where am I in this?
I thought he stepped in front of you.
Okay.
Did he not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But you stopped me from going any further. So I'm, do I see these guys coming?
Oh, yeah.
How many are coming directly at me?
They can fit about 3 of them in the hall. So 3 wide, but there's about 12 of them.
I'm going to leap at them and hit, is there anyone particularly closest?
Oh, the one in the middle. Are you hitting him with the shillelagh? Or
the shillelagh. He's got the club,
yeah.
So. Okay.
That's right.
This is such a bad move, but this is what Chair would do. Chair is going to jump at the closest one and try and hit him as hard as he can. So that's a D10 plus 9. I believe.
Okay.
Critical.
Nice.
Can you reroll?
So that's 17 plus 9.
26.
Yes.
Okay, you hit. Roll damage.
All right.
So Chair flies forward. Feet off the ground, hands in the air, both hands bringing the shillelagh down, crashing onto that creature's head.
Are you just going to get a natural bonus of kick-ass against these guys? Are they going to tell their children horror stories of what will happen if they're bad, that the evil chair will come and get them?
That's the plan. Damage, I do 11.
11 plus 3 is 14, and crushes that poor creature's skull.
And, I assume he has friends behind him.
There's well, the two on the side, as chairs flying through the air, they actually kind of, like, moved out of the way as he's coming forward. Kind of like an, oh my god, what is he doing sort of a thing. So, as they come crashing down on that one guy's skull, one of them keeps heading towards Jamala, and the other one looks stunned down at the corpse of its leader and rethinks its position. So the one attacking the one that's about to attack Jamala, you can dodge, or what do you want to do?
Well, I've already got a little bit of energy glowing in my hands from artificial torchlights, so I'm just going to try to repel him with my blast.
Okay.
And hope that I don't die. All right, here I go. 7 plus 4, yeah, plus 4, 15. Yes.
All right, 15.
15. Take this, check.
So it comes charging at Jamala, and she instinctively throws this ball of light into its face. Its momentum carrying it right into the ball of light, and it hits its face. And you roll effect, please.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Nine.
And it knocks it back almost like it got clotheslined into its back.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. Well, or his face burning off. That would have been nice.
Yeah, it's still smoking and on fire, and it's patting its face to try and cover up the smoldering wreck. Okay, Jennifer?
So the one that Jamala just smacked is kind of on its back?
Yeah.
Still alive?
Well, yeah, kicking and screaming and trying to put out the
fire. Beer can breathe.
All right.
Don't have to touch the horrible thing. Ranged attack.
You get 7 points back, and it dies.
Also, at the end of my turn, I turn to VMAC and flip him the bird.
Okay, so the one that was looking dumbfounded at the chair finally assesses the fact the chair doesn't notice him, so whack.
What's he got?
It's critical failure.
you don't notice me!
He goes charging, slips on the blood of his comrade, and falls on chair's back.
All right.
Ooh, is that how you want it?
I am going to slink out from under him and hit him in the head.
Okay, yeah, wait till your turn comes up. The other group behind him, the other 9, thinking, gosh, this sucks. Charge forward, screaming. The one that's on top of you is kind of shielding you from them. They kind of step over a chair and start heading towards the rest of the group. There are 3 to 4 of them within the hallway against Jamala, Jennifer, and then V-Mac behind them.
I'm kind of stuck in the back.
Yeah. Brilliant idea.
I got a great idea, actually.
Do you?
I do.
Better not be a fucking hurricane.
So you got to... Jennifer and Jamala have to dodge 2 attacks coming their way.
Alrighty.
I'm third in line for a reason.
I'm going
to
roll for
you. Still had to step forward slightly to use your spheric embrace. What'd you roll?
Am I going to have to roll for reaction or dexterity?
Reaction.
9.
Okay, you're fine?
Yeah.
Jennifer is fine. Roll one
naturally.
More.
5.
Okay, that time you took a hit. Jennifer dodged.
Damn right.
Because he critically fumbled. Again. Are you wearing armor? You
yes.
are wearing armor. Okay, so yeah, it hit the armor. Do you take 3 points of damage?
I'm down to 3 life.
Maybe if I empirically embrace you, you'll be okay.
Healing yeah. spirit.
Thank you.
Healing Eldritch Blast. That doesn't
sound it is not how it works.
It might.
6.
Make a natural healing touch. Jennifer, your move.
I zap the closest one.
Is that a 10?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yay. Uh-oh. There it is. Oh, 1.
That's 11.
11.
So you're feeling where it is rain now. All right. Well, Jennifer rolled a 17 to hit and a
better
9 for damage, which knocks that guy on his ass.
Ha!
So that was the guy right in front of you that just attacked you and missed.
Yes.
And you unleashed an Eldritch Blast on him, knocked him down on his feet. But there's still one guy next to you. Chair?
How close are the guys that are beating up Jamala?
You've actually got 5 of the creatures between you and them. And there's another 4 on the other side of you. So you're right in the middle of it.
Okay. I want to do some sort of crazy twirl in a circle and hit everyone around me.
He wants to do a Death Blossom.
Like, okay, and I want to use my acrobatics for it. Which I have, right?
Or is it athletics?
Athletics. I want to use my athletics.
Okay, go ahead and roll athletics first, and then roll your attack afterwards. Just roll the athletics first. Let's do it that way. I look good over there.
10.
Oh, God, you're more graceful than you look. All right, roll the attack.
I used to be that graceful. 2, 3. It used to be me. All
right, so the attack is...
And now I'm leaning against the wall, spitting up blood.
Roll the attack one time.
Critical.
Jesus.
So that's 16, and then... Plus 10, so...
26.
26.
All right, hold that number.
Oh, yeah, it's a shillelagh, too, so it's one more. 27.
That's one for the damage.
Oh, one for the damage, okay.
So it's 26, 23. All right, roll damage 4 times. So chair... whips his shillelagh over his head once and twice, and then does this big spinning aerial cartwheel Darth Maul thing and whacks 4 of these creatures in the head.
I look over to Jennifer. Did you teach him that?
All right, damage. Boom. That's 5, 6, 7, 8. That is 5, 6, 7, 10. And then this last one is 10.
All right. Dead, still up. Dead, dead, still up.
Bah, 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 bah. What? What? What?
No, actually, it was dead, still up, dead, dead.
Okay.
I think
the other one you couldn't reach. Sorry.
I think these jackal men are, if anyone survives, is going to go back and tell his entire people, don't fuck with the small naked one.
Oh, you fuckers. You can suck it.
This isn't going to help VMAX argument. No, we can't kill them all. It is
also,
gonna help.
He means literally that he wants them to actually suck it.
Yes! Yes! Hurry, Giggleman! I require satisfaction!
I'm going to bite your wiener off.
This is, however, helping VMAX argument of give him a few days.
He's already killed 4 of them in this fight. Jamala's got 1, Jennifer's got 1. The other 3 creatures run.
I go chasing after them.
Or no, wait, more than 3. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 of them. They just start running.
Is anyone close to me?
Well, yeah, there's the 2 on the other side of you that you haven't killed.
I think he meant us.
Oh, any of them?
Yeah, or any of them near me.
Yeah, you guys are... Well, there's no more of the creatures between the 2 of you as they start running off.
Okay. If anyone tries to get past me, I'm going to fucking hit them.
Oh, no, they're scattering. Oh. Some are going down the tunnel the way you came. Others are going back down the way you're going. They have...
Wait, if they're coming the way they came, they're running into me. I thought I pretty much was filling up...
You are there, yeah. You want to do something about it?
Yes.
Okay, well then...
I was waiting for them to get into range.
Okay.
Freaking yeah.
We'll do it.
I'm chasing after the one that's
closest.
I'm
just telling you guys what happened.
Can I roll to trip
cut
one?
Them off and do whatever
can
you want.
Can I trip one of them?
Yeah.
Oh!
I'd like to trip one.
Roll dexterity.
That'd be good.
I got a critical failure against attacking one.
All right, so as it charges forward, you take your spear and you swipe it down onto the ground and you hear it go crack.
7 a trip.
It's a magic spear.
That's a pretty good roll for you.
7
a
trip.
7 a trip.
How close is this one?
It's tighter than one.
You gotta make better creatures. It's running past you. It looks up at you in panic as you stick your foot out. It goes flying about 3 feet forward, chin first into the ground. As it slides, it gets back up almost instantaneously and starts running again.
I was just blasting.
You missed.
Is that one near me?
No, it was running down the tunnel towards me.
Is there one that I could run up and hit?
Oh, yeah.
I run up and I hit that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll.
So does that just attack?
Yeah.
Okay. 14 of attack.
Yeah. No bonus. There's a bonus because he hit it from behind.
7.
It's another one for chair.
Woo! Is there another one I can kill?
I run towards the next nearest one.
Oh, no, they're long gone. They're gone. Think, yeah.
So, wait, did my spear break?
It's cracked. The wood's cracked on it. You hit the ground really hard.
Yeah,
trying
no,
to hit
I imagine it. B-Mac is really sad.
I killed.
His grandfather gave him the spear.
All spears can be fixed.
But it won't be the same spear.
Aww.
I have tasted.
Actually, the only part of the spear.
All kinds of blood. It tasted
bird
blood. Didn't you put one in your mouth one time?
Yes.
From your grandfather, would have been the spear head. The wood itself is probably.
No, VMAC is, like, knowing VMAC, he's taken a lot of care of the spear. It's probably the same spear, so this would be the first time he would have to replace the wood. He's very.
His grandfather would have replaced the wood before.
Yeah, but it's the same wood that his grandfather gave to him. It meant a lot to him. So VMAC is very.
Your grandfather gave you wood.
I'm thinking plot hook.
I removed the
thinking the FBI
actual
cops.
Metal part of the spear, put it in my sack, throw the wood on the ground, and bring out Cher's old club. I'm glad I got this.
Ah, oh, that's a good one. Not as good as this one.
It's safe to say that they all know we're here now.
As the fire starts going out on that one creature's face, and the other Eldritch Blasted creatures start burning out, it starts to get really dark in here, because there is no flaming thing that Jamala is holding
well,
up
there. Let me bring it back.
Okay, so she brings back another ball of energy.
Dual-palmed, tiny glowing things. Very pretty. We're going ahead. I'm slinking forward, close to the ground, moving in a stealthy and fast way.
You can hear more of those creatures ahead of you now, but they seem to be running away from you. You turn kind of a slow bending corner, and you see them scurrying up this staircase. You see many of them panicking, knocking on this door, and through the slots in the door, these little slots are open. You see people just spearing them, and they're just running up to this door, just getting speared. And then they turn around and they see you guys, and they just have this look of panic on their face, and they start running to the door, and they're getting speared.
Is there anyone that I can
There's a mob of them.
Okay, I run up to the back of this mob, and I jump on the closest one and attack it.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
B-Mac wants vengeance. B-Mac is probably pushing Jennifer and Jamala against the walls like, let me at him.
Well, we can roll this if you guys want.
Yeah, his back is turned to me?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh.
17.
16.
Roll damage.
Nice. that would be 18.
Okay.
And this would be 12.
VMAC swings the club, backhands one hand, because his hands are too big to
hold. Yes.
Backhands one of the creatures and buries it into the side wall where it just squishes like a ripe watermelon. Chair comes back up and does his over the head crush, and it crushes yet another skull. The others start clawing their way forward as they do. They're not even really attacking so much as they're just like lunging and biting and clawing in this sort of panic state as they run past you, over you, through you to get to where they're going.
Can I hit one while it's doing that?
You can get like maybe the fourth one as they're running past.
Okay.
Jamal and Jennifer are in a better position to either
pick them off.
Pick them off or let them run by or however.
Guns blazing.
Put on a two-handed blast that'll hopefully, you know, affect a few of them at a time. And maybe set them all on fire.
Okay. It was three for, Jennifer.
Nice.
I rolled a critical and a four.
Oh, that's a critical as well.
That's both are criticals.
Oh my god. I rolled a four and a d4.
Yeah.
Two criticals.
roll
I'm not used to this kind
roll
of thing.
Roll those two again. That's 14
oh
plus
my god.
8.
No, that's another 4.
And that's another 10? They both have to be a 10 and a 4.
Yeah,
they both
have to be critical.
Oh, okay.
So he has a 14, 18, and I can't see that one there.
It's a 4.
It's a 4, so 22 plus your skill.
22 plus 7.
29. Okay, roll. Perfect.
Another critical.
Dual criticals.
Okay, roll
those. Plus 10.
Okay.
So that's 24.
Plus four.
Where was this being aimed at?
28.
The middle of the clusterfuck, not a chair.
Okay, it goes, this giant ball of energy virtually fills the hall, goes right past VMAC and chair, lights up the entire thing, and melts everything beyond you.
Bird sticky mammals.
So, how many did Jamal just kill?
You're keeping track
19.
Now.
How many did Jennifer just kill?
Jennifer just popped off 5, one hand at a time, just hitting it with mana blasts as they were running away. So,
is there
in the time it took for Jinmala to cook up that ball of energy, you guys were able to, you know, pull in a couple of attacks. But that ball of energy went flying by you guys. You guys get about one more. You two get about one more attack left because of the way this energy is going forward. But
okay.
Who's mistress of the steam tunnels? This lady.
Attack of 10.
I don't know what that means.
Then
you
wouldn't.
What would you like to?
16.
So I hit.
Both of you do roll damage.
Oh really?
13.
That would be 12.
Your backhanded swing, BMAC, that crushed the one creature against the wall on your left, turns into a forward-handed swing, crushes another one to the right. Chara sees one trying to leave and swings his club at it. Its mouth is open as it's snarling to try and bite him. Club gets stuck in its mouth, and Chara continues to swing down into the ground, splitting the jaw open. A bright light causes both heroes to look backwards and back up against the wall as this giant ball of energy melts everything behind them. Meanwhile, Jennifer, the back of the tunnel, is picking off 5 of them by shooting off right hand, left hand until 5 of them lie down dead. The spear stops being poked through the door as, well, pretty much there's not much of a door left.
Hello!
Hey guys!
Be you friend or foe? We do to foe!
Hey, hold on! I need high fives from everyone!
High five!
I run around the room.
Don't touch me!
and then I run up to Jennifer.
By the way, this is how this thing works. With a blast that big, I'm glittering. I'm actually sparkling right now.
That is outrageous. Truly, truly,
truly outrageous.
That was insane.
We'll never forget. Last time you checked, your team was still wrecked by the mess that Lord Crunch led.
You like scary movies?
You bet. 100%, you'll never forget. Last time you checked, your team was still wrecked by the mess that Lord Crunch led.
You like scary movies?
You bet.
Kick it off, I will make no complaints. I know my latex base paints from Latter-day Saints. The place was packed with old-fashioned dungeon masters, ready to slay the dragon action.
Cool, I support the cause and its sponsors,
but I'm partial to mazes and
monsters.
And I play with pride, I get a limb removed each time my character dies, so rise to the occasion with me. I'm beside myself with happiness, happen to be occupied by small concerns. It's my future so bright, I got third-degree burns. All night, all day, transmitting friendly noise to you. Signal split, the biggest hit they took without approval.
Now the task is high, seeking basic bug removal.
Motel bed sheets pad the floor, I got a new hack song. Concrete mix from the hardware store.
Gonna set up shop
on a mission to position myself on top. Beef jerky satiates my bloodlust.
Most folks without bras, coats go home nonplussed.
I'm here to tell you guys that I'm busting through.
Busting through, busting through with my rainbow eyes. 100%, you'll never forget. Last time you checked, your team was still wrecked. And by the mess that Lord Crunch led.
You like scary movies?
You bet. 100%, you'll never forget. Last time you checked, your team was still wrecked. And by the mess that Lord Crunch led.
You like scary movies?
You bet.
You guys go upstairs into a lobby, like a huff. You find what may have been a temple, but it's all wooden construction, and you see several wounded soldiers and people laying on cots, and you see one of the actual robed men that he was talking about administering aid, and the soldiers that were bringing you upstairs point to him and say, he can help you.
I walk up to him.
Oh, good gods.
I am BMAC.
You're huge.
Thank you. I am looking for Sage of the Village, town. Town of Thule, Sage.
He looks at each of you in turn and says, oh, you're them. Okay, all right, fine. We can. He's been expecting you.
What?
I told you my dream was real. He's not.
Nobody has ever expected us, ever.
Are these?
Who can conceivably expect us?
What is wrong with all these people in here? What's wrong with them?
They did not do so well against the wolfmen.
You should heal them.
We don't want to see you now. It's okay. We've got this under control. He looks around as if he's looking for maybe the guards, but they've already headed back downstairs. Okay. All right, let's go. And he...
I have a question. How old is this guy?
Oh, this guy? He's a kid. He's 17,
18. Is he cute?
Oh, he's not a bad-looking guy.
Don't be frightened. We don't bite.
I love and I hate us.
I hate and hate us.
It's a three, it's no big deal.
She's a little repulsed.
Natural.
What are you doing?
I'm just being friendly. It's just you seem like you're very tense. And which I understand, it's a very dire situation. You're very brave to have been here.
Jamala!
Yes?
Now is not time. Please take us to Sage.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Did I get my ale?
They will have ale delivered. Will ale be delivered?
Will the ale be delivered?
Don't be so nervous.
Jamala!
Quickly!
Stop pawing at it.
I'm not pawing.
It is pawing.
One of the people runs off to go get your ale.
Cool.
Okay, let's go. You guys are taken through the town. So you can smell the burning of some of the homes and villages. And you can still hear the fighting on the walls in the distance. You see people being herded down through the streets, regular peasants, and they look like they're heading actually towards where you can sense that the river is going to be, where they're taking onto boats. He takes you through a couple winding streets until you come to this shack of a house. But there's a lot of people going in and out of it, bringing stuff, goods and stuff. And he takes you into the main room of the building, and you see a man kind of leaning against the wall by the door. And he looks at the group of you rather curiously, but then sits down for a minute and seems to act like, oh, it's no big deal. Then you are ushered into a back room where a very old man sits poring over his tonics and herbs, and he's mixing up these bags, and he's directing these people to doing different jobs, and he looks up and sees you, and he snaps something in half that he's working on.
A human.
Okay, everybody leave. Now, I can handle this. You can go.
The one that's been leading you bows his head and looks very grateful as he walks out the door.
Sup, dude?
I am V-Mac.
Hello. Are you the Sage?
I was hoping you guys wouldn't show up.
Why?
He's heard of us, that's why.
Hi, I'm Chair.
Then my reputation would precede me.
Oh, wait, that's not such a good thing.
It's a fabulous thing. I'm the attractive and stunning warrioress.
And nothing can be said bad about me.
Blessed upon the surface world from the womb of Tiamat.
Yes, we're also travelers, and you were supposed to show up and has some dreams come true and some don't. This one happened to be one of the ones that
I had vision as well. I was told to come to you.
Who told you to come to me?
It was
my girlfriend.
It was a goddess.
My girlfriend.
Galadriel.
Yeah, that's Daisy's one.
She's a babe.
She's a jerk.
She's a babe.
We've had mixed relations with her.
I've had relations.
This was a dream. Tell me about your dream.
In my dream, I saw a smoldering tower. With one of the wolfmen that are out at the door now, at the walls, he was there and he plucked a book from ruins and he gave it to a cloaked man.
See, I told you, no one wants to hear other people's dreams are so boring.
A cloaked man?
Nah.
It's his father.
He's not!
He's cloaked because he was always away, probably doing barbarian, evil crap.
A cloaked man led the siege on Toulet.
A symbol for his dad. The siege on his childhood. This is so obvious.
You cannot displace.
No, I think Jennifer is
You're a demon man. You don't.
He
you
knows
don't
what he's talking about.
Evil dreams.
I said that these wolfmen would be here, and they are here. It's from vision. It happened. You cannot discount.
The demon blooded creature is probably trying to shove off your dream because he's had dealings with the cloaked man and owes him money.
Jennifer? That is ridiculous and stupid. Also, you're ugly.
Jennifer.
Boy, look at him, he's ugly.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
You do!
No.
It's not important. The reason why you're here is because you want me to tell you about the necklace and the other items that you
have. My medallion. What about my medallion?
Yeah, we've got this bird flute, and it's evil.
I'll take that. If you want me to tell you about your other items, like, we'll take that, and I'll tell you what you want to know.
I'm the one with the bird flute.
Yeah.
Then may I have it?
What will you do with it?
Keep it.
Will you keep it so that others will not be able to do harm to the birds?
No, I'm going to keep it and give it to the person it belongs to.
It belongs to a stupid old man who is stealing from people by killing them with birds, and so he's crushed his head in.
He's all sorts of dead.
Sit down. Except chair. For you, I don't have a chair big enough.
I am used to.
Chair sits immediately onto the floor.
The only one of you that is from this world, was it Jennifer? You other three came here because of a traveler. Person who can cross between worlds. You're not supposed to be here, but you are, and so here it goes. Have you heard of the World Enders?
Yes. They may talk of that in my vision.
That sounds boring.
Sounds boring.
I just stare dumbfounded at Chair.
I kind of figured that.
What?
The World Enders are part of your destiny, as are the hunters that are going to hunt down and kill you. If you don't leave this town now. The hunters are already here. You guys were going somewhere else. That's why you came here.
Ah, yes. So if I give you flute, you tell us about things and we can leave?
Yeah.
I like the idea of not dying. How about you guys?
I don't know why you fell down the stupid flute anyway. You could just break it.
Hey, old dude, you're cool, right?
It's bad juju to break magic item.
This is cool.
You know, it's like when you're feeling good because of a nice breeze, and you're like,
geez. You listen not to him, you stupid. Here is flute.
He puts the flute off into a chest, and he locks it, and he holds the keys.
The necklace is a necklace formed from a dragon's claw. It's made of pearl.
What? Pearl? What? What? This is a pearl? This thing here?
Yes, you has a pearl necklace.
Really?
Yes, legend has it. It was one of Tiamat's claws. It's obviously not true, because a dragon can't have pearl claws.
I don't know. Have you seen Tiamat? She's beautiful. She's the most glorious mother of the most fabulous race of them all, the Dragonborn. I have a pearl necklace! This is amazing! I have the best pearl necklace in the world! What the heck? Just when I think things are just kind of turning south, everything goes really well.
It has power to charm and influence people.
It didn't work on that guy of yours.
Well, there's only so much that magic can do. We call that a zing where I come from.
They call you a jerkwit.
Because you didn't know how to use it. And you weren't using it. You weren't channeling the power of the amulet.
Don't teach her how.
Please teach me how.
Do not.
You're already a priestess of the dragon. You won't have any problems figuring that out.
No, don't say that. You're a bad man.
How come her hat doesn't make chips anymore?
I present the helmet of infinite Doritos.
Again, you guys come from a world where you don't have to channel magic. You don't have to know how to use it. It just kind of happens. You have to learn how to channel these items. You already know what this does. Study it. Work with it. Remember the incantations that you
I think we have to world. Eat the hat.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Chair. No! I think
sounds
it's a good
helmet duty.
Chair grabs the helmet.
Not here. No.
And puts it on. And starts thinking about delicious Doritos.
Okay. Roll wisdom.
Okay. Three.
Nothing happens.
Okay, do I get a defense bonus now?
Give it an armor class of one.
Woo! From zero to one, moving on up.
Anybody else have any other items that you want me to look at before we move on to you guys getting out of here?
You told me story that Jennifer ran off with stone chips?
He did.
No.
We're going to start a business and a family together, and you took it all away from me, our beautiful future.
A family?
Hey, what did I say? No family. You can't
I didn't say that.
You can't hold
I,
down.
I never said that.
Jennifer, Jennifer is like the wind. Start a business. I mean, that's one thing. We can make some money, whatever.
Yes. I'll start a business and a storefront and
then no family.
And then you ran out on me. I never said that. That's ridiculous.
Just said that. 10 seconds ago, you said that.
That's inconceivable. I can. I lay eggs.
I think my people do too. It's kind of confusing, man.
Jennifer, do you still have the stone ship?
No.
Does he?
What's up to the Jennifer?
Yes. Jennifer's a liar.
Okay. Let's see how well Jennifer lies. Not very well.
What's
Nobody's believing you.
Yeah, give me the chip.
Hand I don't it have over. Them. Stay away. You'll take them.
Hand it over before. Stop lying.
I got plans for these things.
Do you know how to use them?
Maybe I do. I got some ideas.
Okay. Then you don't need my services to teach you how to use it, so.
So don't look at him.
I start going through Jennifer's pockets to try and get the chip.
I don't want
to
look at your stuff anyways.
Who wants to look at Jennifer's stuff? It's gross.
It's beautiful.
What about the book from the Traveler's Tower? Did you get it, or did the cloaked man get it?
Well, you heard his dream.
In my vision, the cloaked man had it.
The cloaked man had it.
It's his father. The book is like the sales.
Jennifer seems to
I'm
really
pretty sure
about.
I was really drunk when that happened, so...
Where's my ale?
I can't believe I have a pearl necklace. That's amazing. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
His book seemed important. However, so is us not dying.
The book tells about the World Enders. It tells everything we need. It has the descriptions of the World Enders in it.
Oh.
Without that, nobody's going to be able to find them or deal with them or stop them.
They're bad guys?
They're bad guys.
World
Enders. World Enders.
World is where we are now.
Oh.
If it end, no more world. No more VMAC, no more Jamala, no more Jennifer, no more Chair.
Well, speaking of...
Where are they? I'm going to kill them!
You have to get the book back, and you're not going to get it back through this siege.
Well, I think we have a problem here, and I think that is there are World Enders, but we are not from this world. And how do we get back to our
world? We'll be fine then.
No, we're here now.
You're from this world, aren't you?
But for the end of this world, we'll just... pop back in hours, I bet.
See, he was gone, but he remembers everything that happened to us. It doesn't make sense.
Demon blood.
What?
His demon blood.
I'm chock full of it.
Demons and angels and spirits and ghosts and dreams, they're not bound by the individual worlds. They can cross over. And there are the travelers who found ways of going to and from these worlds. The last traveler... was the one that died in that tower. Mm. He was the one that collected everything there was to know about the World Enders in his book, the one that you guys didn't get.
It's our responsibility to get.
That was their fault, Nama.
Well, now the rogue man now has the book.
How powerful is
who is that? Do you know who it is?
He's a god.
VMAX dad.
That's a god?
He's not my dad!
Which god is it?
I don't know. He's cloaked. Every vision I've had, he's been cloaked.
Is he? And he's talking to my baby?
She's talking to him.
You have a baby?
No, he's...
my lady!
He's referring to Galadriel.
Galadriel.
My sweet, sweet baby.
Who told you to stop praying to her?
Did some jive talker speak to him? Where's he getting this?
Yeah. It's better not to ask sometimes with
him. I have friends. I hang out with all the villagers.
What?
Back in the foyer, the man who seemed to be casual about you folks entering is enjoying a drink, sitting by a recently brought in barrel of ale. When there's a loud hammering on the door, several guards burst in, and they look directly at this man. The newcomers, the travelers, the ones that came and they crushed the creatures in the tunnel, are they here?
Yeah, they're here.
Where are they? We're here to arrest them.
Ah, they're upstairs.
Upstairs, now! So they go running upstairs, swords drawn, shields up, and they charge up in there in a nice, neat little line. You guys hear some commotion outside, and the sage looks at you.
It might be time for you guys to go.
I like that idea.
No, my ale's gonna be delivered any minute, so wait.
No, we need to go!
Oh, I'm thirsty.
Shut up.
So the man comes in, he knocks on the door, and he looks into the room, and he says, I think there's some people upstairs that, you know, you need to run away from. Just tell me.
Who are you?
Just letting you know. Just a friend. Just a friend.
Does he need an eldritch blasting in the face?
No, I'm okay with taking help from people.
Hi, I'm Chair.
We can introduce later. If there are guys upstairs, let's get going before I say, I am VMAC.
Fair enough.
We don't really have time. Your friends are going to start making their way downstairs. Let's go out the back door. There's a ship waiting for you. It's one I came in on.
Go!
Lamalos, Lazarin!
I'm suspicious, but let's not look at
there's
your
no
horse
time for
in the
suspicion.
Mouth.
We need to go now.
Alright, let's go. He's so smooth talking.
Oh, I think you just made a friend.
There's no time for friends. We need to go now.
All right, go.
Out in the alleyway, and you can see guards moving towards the front of the building. He motions for you guys to go down towards the waterfront. You start heading in that direction. He ducks and hides behind things as guards go scurrying by. And then you're sitting at the edge of the alley. You're going to have to cross the street somehow without the guards seeing you.
So we need to distract them, da?
Yeah.
It's Scarlet Wolfman.
Okay.
The 13 for summon Wolfbear.
Wolfbear arises and looks up at you.
Hey, Wolfbear.
Hello.
I need you to see those guards. I need you to make them follow you.
He kind of focuses for a while, and you see that he starts to look more corporeal. And he actually starts to look more solid. He's actually less solid because of it, but he appears that way. I think I'm stalking down the roadway and starts growling and snarling. And then he gets into this crossroads, and he makes this loud growling noise. And guards come rushing out with their spears and look like they're, you know, gladiators at the fighting the lion. They're all just marching around him in a circle, not sure exactly who's going to stick him first, because if they do, they'll probably die.
Okay, guys, let's go.
So you guys go
runs across the street.
Running across the street when one of the guys happens to look backwards as he's actually fleeing from Wolf Bear. And he doesn't want his other friends to know. So he looks backwards and he starts to head back towards the way he came and sees you guys and goes, "There they are!"
I flip him the bird.
He looks shocked and stunned and pauses
booyah
for a moment.
Yeah, take that. Keep running.
Yeah, we all keep running.
Don't stop.
The newcomer leads you quickly through some alleyways until you guys finally see the one ship remaining. And you guys head onto that ship. The captain of the ship goes, whoa. I said you can come back.
Oh, don't worry. These are friends.
Oh, and strangely, I'm just going to say, yeah, it's okay. Let them aboard.
Let us on board.
Are those guards chasing you?
No. We will not pay attention to the guards. We will pay attention to me, little naked guy. You let us on, or we're going to get on.
And it's just there's some kind of wolf bear thing out there. It's causing a terrible trouble.
I don't quite understand.
They better have brought gold.
Anything.
Oh, they brought gold. You brought gold, right?
Yeah, Chad brought gold.
I got gold. How much do you need?
Fine, get on. you see...
Snap my fingers, Wolf Bear disappears.
You see, coming down the road, several people actually riding on horseback, leaving the troops, and one of them stands up on his horse and shouting orders. And he's actually with another group of people. They look like adventurers, not unlike yourselves, but it seems like everybody's following their orders.
What I want to do is kind of a non-lethal version of Blessing of the Seven Winds.
Okay.
It's pretty much a brisk wind. Not meant to really do damage, just to knock people off their feet.
Are we on a ship that has a sail?
Yes.
So you're going to summon a hurricane on a sail ship.
Well, I'm like pushing it that way, not on the sails, and the wind should push.
It's quite a large...
This is D&D, there's no physics.
Yeah, there's quite a large distance between you and that, and there's a lot of room for error.
I wouldn't recommend it, just saying.
V-Mac has not had luck. V-Mac is not going to chance.
What if I set the dock on fire?
That works!
You know need to get this ship moving now!
So I'm gonna spit some fire out my mouth. Jet of fear, be a deer, and help me shoot this duck with fire.
Roll it. Jet of fear, are
I do
you...
some hellish rebuke.
I really don't know why I tried to throw myself in with this one.
So, stranger, thank you very much. Now is not time for going, now is time for introductions. I am D-Mac!
Hi, I'm Chair.
I'm Jamila. How you
Jamila
doing?
Spear, kind of a demon, kind of not. It's complicated.
I rolled a 7, by the way.
Holy crap. Jennifer started a fire. In town.
Yeah. I did. I wasn't aiming for the docks.
You got 3 buildings.
Yeah, I was aiming for building.
The guards start panicking, including the adventurers, and they all start running and start throwing water in the thing, thereby creating enough of a distraction for the ship to get away. Did you remember to breathe fire?
I did.
Okay, what's your roll?
On the dock, I rolled a 7.
Oh, you're now the dock's on fire. They can't get to the water.
Oh, what a fine kettle of fish this is.
Hey, Jamila.
Yes?
What you need to do is you need to use your light powers to make like a spotlight on our sail, and then I can be flicking them off. That single style.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, let's do this. We used to do this back in the caves all the time. But I guess you lived in a cave too, so that makes sense. All right, haha. Jamila puts her palms together and sort of blocks one side of it so it creates a direct spotlight from her cupped hands against the sail. Not directed at the sail in any kind of energy blast way, just between her two palms. And, you know, the bird.
Hey, you guys can do some shadow puppetry, eh? That's brilliant. Oh, never mind.
This one is all of their mothers, and this one is me.
I've never seen that one before. But you do it expertly.
I love puppet shows. I love puppet shows.
So late sailed down the river in a blaze of infamy. Those who did see Jennifer's vile gesticulations and insinuative shapes, though they couldn't tell that he was speaking directly about their mothers, well, they would curse the demon to the day they died. Which, as luck would have it, wasn't too far from that moment on. They know not where they're going. They know not who their mysteriously helpful and chipper companion is. And so, where one chapter ends, a new chapter begins.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Nerdy Show. Nerdy Show is brought to you by... Shut up! Stop it! Nerdy Show is brought to you by a comic shop.
No, it's not.
It is. And the Oviedo branch of Play and Trade.
That's not how you pronounce that.
How do you pronounce it?
Play and Trade, idiot.
That's how it's spelled.
Just move on. Just...
If you have questions or comments, please feel free to send them to info@nerdyshow.com for more episodes
of... I have a question.
Yes.
Why are you so ugly?
I am very beautiful, and you are a son of a bitch. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, comics videos, and more, go to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdy Show or friend us on Facebook. But do not friend Jennifer. She is a ass. What do you have to say to that? Jerk.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
No, you're the jerk.
Hate you.
You're the jerk.
Oh, you're... If you enjoyed what you heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend, or better yet, give us your money and all your shiny objects by visiting the Nerdy Store and picking up a t-shirt, or donate directly for cool nerdy perks.
You suck.
Bite me. Five, four, three. Hey, fandom, it's me, Jamal. I'm not wearing any clothing right now.